Hello.
Hi, this is Journey calling from the emergency roadside service.
Hi.
Hi, I was calling to confirm the service for the 03 Toyota RAV4. It says that it was needing a winch in
05 Toyota
service.
RAV4.
Oh, it's the 05? Okay, hold on, let me go back and
Yeah.
change it.
Thank you so much. Here, I'll go outside. I apologize. I'm gonna step outside this way. My friend's working.
Okay.
So it's an 05 Toyota RAV4.
Okay, and for the breakdown
And
reason, it says a winching and dead battery. So I was calling to confirm what was wrong with the car.
yeah, no, so there's something leaking. It was hitting the front end collision, and the battery is dead now.
Okay. So would you need a jump start or does it need to be towed?
Probably towed, but I'm not sure where or sorry, I've been like on line with this for about like 7 hours.
Okay. So in order for us to tow it, I'm not sure if you were wanting to tow it like to a house or a business. But if it got towed to a repair facility, you would have to speak with them and make sure we're authorized to drop it there and that they would have an overnight dropping area. Or,
I'm gonna be in a different state tomorrow. I need to get this done. If not, it's gonna get towed.
okay.
Can we at least have somebody take a look at it, maybe get a jump on it and like figure out what fluid's leaking or something like that?
The only thing they would be able to do is jump start it because our technicians aren't mechanics. They would just come out there to jump start it.
Yeah, well, I mean, probably, I don't know. Mean, you guys tell me.
Yes, sir. We can't make the call for you. You would have to let us know what service you would want.
Well, I want to get it towed to a business, and there's nowhere open right now. So I'm gonna have to take up the entire work day off again tomorrow after 7 hours. The service sucks, dude. Like, I've been literally trying this for 7 hours.
Okay, I'm showing that
I'm
we
trying
just
to figure
got your
this out.
ticket.
This is literally the 18th time I've tried. And I'm on the
Okay.
side of the road, so I'm using my phone. So I don't have internet, so I can't have a laptop right now. But what am I supposed to do? What do you guys want me to do? Like, why am I paying for insurance?
Okay, so if you want it towed somewhere, you'll just have to call the facility and make sure that they have an
They're
overnight
not
drop off.
open anymore. They were open 7 hours
Okay,
ago when I first started trying. I've
I'm just letting you know,
been
sir,
trying the
the
whole time. And they keep redirecting me and giving me the same runaround. All I want is to get it to a safe place so I can get it repaired. And it shouldn't be that hard. This should be just jump the car, I'll drive, I'll fucking break the engine, I'll call you guys another half hour and hear it from 7 hours later. This is why you pay for insurance. This is bullshit. Like, this is exactly why I've been calling you guys for 7 hours. This is day three after this happened. And every day is the same runaround. So tell me what I need to do to help you help me.
Okay, I will have to ask some questions so they send the correct tow truck. Is the vehicle modified lower to the ground?
Sorry. And like, it's literally been 3 days straight of this shit. I'm sorry. I apologize. And nothing towards you. But like, this is insanely impossible. And I've already turned down 2 days of work because of this. Like, I don't know why I'm paying for insurance, honestly. Like, it's just, I apologize. I don't mean to yell at you. I do apologize about that. I'm sorry.
It's no problem.
Yeah, well, I don't mean it, and I apologize. You're obviously helping, so thank you. I
No
just
problem.
wanted to make that clear. I apologize. Yeah, so here's what's going on. Something's leaking. The radiator is, or something is. The battery's dead. The front end was hit. Or I hit somebody. So it's damaged. So I had to cut off the latch for the hood to be even able to check on what was going on. I put more radiator fluid in it, but the battery keeps dying.
Okay.
So
will it go into neutral?
It would need to be at a shop. Yeah, absolutely. And I've been waiting by the car the whole time, too. So, like, whatever it takes.
Okay. And is it a four-wheel or all-wheel drive?
It's all-wheel.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we'll,
what's your name?
No problem. My name is Journey.
Journey, I'm Chris. Nice to meet you. Good name.
thank you. And will anyone need to ride with the tow company?
I don't even know where I would tow it to now. Like, I've been trying for 7 hours. Like I said, like, there's no shops open anymore.
Okay.
fuck, I finally got through to somebody.
Do you know your location?
Yeah.
Okay, what is that?
In the Natural Grocers parking lot, like 385 Grinnell. There's a shop off of Santa Fe. I can try to look it up again to see if that's okay, but they're not open right now, so I can't contact them to feel like, to know if it's okay to bring it over there, which means I'm going to have to tow it twice. I'm like, I don't know.
Okay, and I'm sorry, where you are, what was the name of it?
I'm in a Natural Grocers parking lot.
What city and state?
Boulder, Colorado, or sorry, Denver, Colorado.
Denver.
80305.
Okay, 1 second. Do you possibly know the street name?
Yeah, Tennyson and 3800 Tennyson Street.
Okay, I see.
Thank you, Journey. I appreciate you.
No problem.
I apologize
so,
for getting loud earlier. I did not mean to be disrespectful.
Oh, no, you're good. I know that it can be frustrating when things like this happen.
No, it's okay. I do appreciate the help. Thank you.
No problem. So I'm showing that you could go, let's see. We could try to, like, just look up a shop in the area if there's one that you have in mind and see if the tow truck would know if it could be left there overnight. That's the only thing that we could do.
Yeah. Like, everything that I've called is, like, 3 weeks out. So, sorry, that's been part of the problem, too. I'll call them right back, and then they said they're not taking any more people.
Okay, so if we're not sure about a repair facility, do you have an address or maybe a friend or family member's house that it could be towed to just for tonight?
It's already there. But I'm going to be out of town for the next 3 weeks. And it's like not, there's no like legal parking down here. I don't know. I mean, honestly, it doesn't sound like anything's going to be able to get done right now.
Yes, sir. Because the only thing we could do is tow you to a repair facility. But I know the ones that you called, you said they're not taking any. And, you don't have a friend or family member. So the only other thing that they could possibly do for you is a tip to jump start. But other than that, we would have to have an address to either drop your vehicle or we could do the jump start.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be out of town, so I won't be able to have the key to be able to do this again. Like, I have to go. Like, I'm going to have to spend $300 to be able to get there instead of getting this done. I don't know what to do. Like,
Yes, sir. I know we can do unattended tows, but if you take it to a shop, I know they would need the key. So that's the only other issue.
All right, let me call you back. I mean, okay. You can do that. This took like 7 hours. Like, fuck.
Yes, sir. Everything would still be saved in. You would just need to call the roadside number, and everything's saved up to this point.
Yeah. And every auto shop told me to call my insurance to see what shop I could bring it to, and nobody can give me an answer.
Yes, sir. I do apologize, but
it's not your fault, like I said.
Yes, sir. We don't have, like, shops that we work with, unfortunately.
Okay. I really appreciate your help.
No problem.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.